Hello, everybody. Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Going heavy today with the Olympic lifts, with the snatch. And I pulled this workout out of the way back files. We've done a whole bunch of different Olympic lifting days and complexes, but this one is coming at you from 2015. That was the last time that I put it up on Lynchpin, so talk about a reappearance. It took place on September 26, 2015. If you want to go back into the app and see what you got that day. So, here's what it is. It's done somewhat like EMOM style, okay? It's on the 3 minute for 30 minutes. So every 3 minutes you go. And what one complex is, you're going to do one power snatch, one hang squat snatch, and then one squat snatch or full snatch. It does not need to be unbroken. You could drop every single one of those from the top and reset. You'd be good to go. And what I mean by on the 3 minute for 30 minutes is you warm up and then you start the clock, you hit a power snatch, you know, the clock's running, you drop the barbell, you pick it up, you do a hang squat snatch, you drop the barbell, you get set, you do a full snatch, you drop the barbell. Let's just say that all of that took you, I'm just making up numbers, 45 seconds, okay? The clock's continuing to run. Well, when the clock gets to 3 minutes, you're gonna do that again. And then when the clock gets to 6 minutes, you're going to do it again. When it gets to 9 minutes, you're going to do it again. So you're going on the 3 minute for 30 minutes. You're basically going to do it 10 times. We've got a video, which everybody should watch, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and all that good stuff. But you're going to have one barbell that you're using for this. And so whichever is your weakest lift out of the power snatch, hang squat snatch, and squat snatch, that's going to dictate what you can choose. And then also bear in mind that there's three lifts that you have to do with that weight each time. So, and you can go up, you can go down. It's going to be a great day to not only improve your strength, but improve your technique and get in some great practice. We've got video showing the power snatch, the hang squat snatch, and the full snatch. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 80% or more of your one rep max power snatch across all sets. More likely is anywhere 60% or more of your one rep power snatch across all sets. The wild card option is very similar. It's on the 3 minute for 30 minutes, but we replaced the snatching with clean and jerks. So it's one power clean and jerk, one hang squat clean and jerk, and one squat clean and jerk. We've got videos showing all of those. So if you would prefer to work your clean and jerk today instead of the snatch, we got you covered. Scaled option, every minute on the minute. So now you're going every minute, not every 3 minutes. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, just one power snatch. So for the scaled option, it's a day to practice your power snatch. Choose a loading which is safe and appropriate. Don't worry about going super heavy. Every minute for 30 minutes, you're going to do one power snatch. The limited equipment option. You got a little wizard pepper on it today if they want. Now, it's not for time, okay? But I know somebody will try to do it for time. Not for time, 60 dumbbell squat snatches with a 50-pounder for the men, 35 for women. That's 60 total. Those are one-arm dumbbell snatches. You would alternate each time. Rest 3 minutes. And then also not for time, 70 dumbbell power snatches. Also one arm. Also done with the same dumbbell loading. And then I wrote down there, if you cannot do 60 reps of a one-arm dumbbell squat snatch, because it's very demanding of flexibility, then no worries. Do 40 dumbbell thrusters with a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women. Gotcha. Got you covered. We've got a video showing the full dumbbell snatch and the dumbbell power snatch. Super Fitness Robot time. Now again, it's not for time. Okay, but I give these just to give them. This would be 20 minutes or less for the entire workout, and that includes the 3 minute rest period. More likely time could be 30 minutes or less, and that also includes the 3 minute rest period. No equipment workout for the day. 3 rounds, not for time. 20 broad jumps, going as far as you can, and then a 1 minute plank hold. And then I wrote down, after you finish the entire 3 round workout, accumulate 50 to 100 glute bridges. It's obviously with no weight. Take your time in the broad jumps, and they're not meant to be done quickly. They're meant to just be good explosive jumps forward. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or for some overhead strength. Either strict shoulder press or the SOTS press. Both of them have videos, both have the reps listed there. Both are very beneficial, but that SOTS press is really challenging, even with an empty barbell. So pick the one that makes sense for you. And then Bulgarian split squats. What a crowd pleaser. Video showing that 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 12 reps per leg, just a happy day. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball and the frog stretch, both of those accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the lifting complex. I will see you tomorrow for a workout that is potentially the polar opposite of what we did today.